Yeah, peep that link I just sent you.
What? Oh.
Yeah, check it out.
Did you watch Creator Clash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched it. It was awesome. Yeah, I think I might do it next year. I was talking to iDubbbz.
Yeah. Not yet?
Yeah.
Who do you...
He was like, do you want to fight? And I was like, honestly, I kind of do after watching that.
Who would you fight, you think? Have you ever been in a fight before?
I've never. Well, no. Nope. Not even close. Never been in a fight.
You think
I'm a gentle giant.
Yeah.
But I think I could train. I think I could do it. I think I have someone in mind that I think I could beat.
Really?
And he's like similar size.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I think I could fight him. Actually, in fact, I think I could wipe the floor with him, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think I would beat the fucking shit out of him, to be honest.
Who?
Ludwig.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
You think?
Don't you think?
He's kind of big, dude.
He's a wimp. Beaming. Oh, ew. Beaming what? What's up?
Oh!
Yo!
Whoa!
What's up, Cody?
Whoa!
I didn't mean...
Whoa!
Oh! Oh! Oh, yeah? Keep my name out your wife's mouth!
What's up, dude?
What up, dude? Good to see you. Nice. I don't think you'd win.
What's up, guys? This is the TNT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TNTFans.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TNTFans.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my RC.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Put that shit to your mouth.
Yo, what up? What up? Sure, SM7B.
I'm not good at it.
You remember these things?
Yeah, I stole. This is the first thing I ever stole.
What?
What?
Yeah, I stole this.
From where?
A store.
Where do they even sell this?
I was like seven. I don't remember. Like a JCPenney.
We were trying to figure out what the point of these were. Like, what is the toy's function? You just do this?
Kids would just do this.
It's a little messed up, isn't it?
Well, like, you also put your finger in it, and then you can do, like, finger trap.
That's even more messed up.
This looks bad to you?
Yeah, I like to...
You tell me this looks wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
What about this?
See, I like to... That's what I like to do with mine.
Give it a little.
Put a thumb in the top.
Nice.
Yeah, put a thumb in it. Yeah.
Just do this. Just trust me, it's like actually really.
Yeah, that's
good.
Appropriate for children for sure.
Yeah.
How is this for you?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I'll give a little Cody smack on top. Damn.
Oh, this is a good one. You have to just keep grabbing.
This is good. This is a good start to
it's gonna
podcast.
Be an hour of this.
Yeah.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. Yeah, we've been speeding.
All right. Anyway.
I don't know if you've seen our podcast, but this is what it is.
Yeah, this is the new product we're selling.
Yeah.
No, we don't really talk. We just kind of.
Oh, yeah. The whole. Okay.
58 minutes in, we go, so what's up?
Yo, can we pull up a Meat Canyon video?
Yeah.
Yo, Jamie.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, man.
I like that one. That was a good joke.
Instead of laughing.
Can you even see us? There's so much smoke.
This is a lot of haze. This is a good fog machine.
Yeah. Candace chiefed us out, bro.
That one didn't really work.
Anyways, let's
go.
So
anyways, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the one and only Ludwig here. The man who...
King of streaming.
The king of streaming.
I just watched a Meat Canyon episode. The intro is great, and I just feel like you guys just looked up Wikipedia, and you're like, what does this fucker do?
What?
What does this guy do? He streams, maybe?
Yeah.
So, Twitch.
Yeah. You did a long stream, right?
No. I'll tell you. What I really wanted to do when you got here was we wanted to surprise you with one of the biggest crypto gamblers in the like fucking in the online universe.
Trainwreck TV.
No, that's a 14-year-old named Travis.
Really?
No.
I believe it. 14-year-olds go crazy.
I was just keeping up on all the gambling drama, and I was laughing at how you were like, teenagers stealing their parents' credit cards to gamble. Like, maybe it's more fringe than it is, like, dominant, because everyone's like, dude, you're promoting it to kids. And I just thought it'd be funny to have two teenagers walk through yeah. who are just like fucking whales, and they're yeah. just sweating it like, bro, I'm down a million. Luna has killed me, bro. I'm out of here. But
yeah,
but you gamble for real.
Me?
Yeah, you don't crypto gamble. You gamble for real on your stream. You do real life gambling.
I've done it. Yeah, I did like a poker stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I'm addicted. I get.
Hell yeah.
Hey. I just did a 50. No, you could. I just dumped all my crypto wallet into a sports bet.
You're out of here.
No, you didn't.
Get out.
It was like 50K. That's all I have. I don't have like an insane. I mean, it's a lot.
All you have
in crypto.
Okay.
That's all. So I put everything though on one sports bet because I met this sports bettor in Vegas, and he called me three times. I didn't answer the first two, and then finally answered. And he's like, there's this girl, she's in the French Open, she just had a breakup, she's like crying, she's really sad, she's gonna lose her game. And so he was like, it's the bet of the year. I put all my money on it.
And did you win?
Well, the game was supposed to happen yesterday, it got delayed. And then I messaged him, I'm like, can we pull out? He's like, no.
Oh.
And so the game's tomorrow.
So she's had a day longer to recover.
She's had 2 days, she's had 48 extra hours to recover from her breakup.
Nah,
Maria, I hope you're fucking sad right now. I hope you're crying in France, just missing him. Had good times, remember?
He was the best, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
I don't think you'll ever find another guy.
Yeah, this is it for you. You could have shared a life together.
Yeah, it's crazy how he left you for a girl that looks just like you.
And she plays a cooler sport like pickleball, not tennis.
Yeah, and she's really good at it. Yeah, and she always wins.
Your bitch. Sorry, that was too far. Anyway,
yeah, Jesus Christ.
Damn, bro. Okay.
It's a lot of money. I'm really stressed out.
So what do you win?
If I win, it triples up because she's such a favorite to win. She's like fourth best in the world.
And you bet on her.
I bet against
her. Opponent.
I bet against
her. Okay, got it.
Because she went through a breakup.
Oh, right.
So I don't even know her opponent's name. I don't even know who I'm betting on. I only know that she's sad and crying, went through a breakup, and then this is it for my gambling adventure.
What do you mean?
I'm quitting after this.
Sure, yeah, that's what they all say.
No, for real, guys.
Yeah,
for
sure. No, we believe you.
No, I'm done now.
No, yeah, we definitely believe you.
This is it.
As soon as it hits, then you're quitting.
Well, I can play with the earnings, but I walk home with my principal.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Are you gamblers?
I am. Well, not anymore. I used to be like poker.
Mm.
Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like slots.
Yeah, now we're slot lizards.
Yeah, that's degenerate.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Like
dude.
In Vegas, I think I remember listening to a podcast. He talked about how you just sat there and did slots the whole time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Why?
Oh, it's so fun,
dude.
You've never experienced it.
I've vicariously.
You can no.
You've walked through the casino and you see the old people smoking cigarettes and you're like, that's sad, right?
Yeah.
You ever walk by like a group of four people and they're having fun on a slot machine? And you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, but it's like. You start here and it always goes down. The fun.
It doesn't always. Sometimes it goes way up.
Uh-huh. And then you walk away right at the right time.
Exactly.
There's a way to milk $100.
Sure.
For hours of entertainment.
Yeah.
You can milk anything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can milk me? You know Trainwreck TV? Do you know this guy?
Of course.
Yeah. He's the
guy legend?
Yeah.
I watched him last night for 3 hours. He went down $2 million on slots.
Yeah.
How am I going to go to Vegas and put $100 in now? Doesn't it hit the same?
It doesn't. I can't. My buddy's always sending me clips of Train. I'm like, how many times has this guy won a bazillion dollars on Twitch?
It's a lot.
It's so often.
He went down $2 million?
Oh, yeah.
In one night?
In a few hours.
Yeah.
That's lightweight.
How much money does he have?
He's got to have like $20 million, I imagine, at least, just in like crypto money to gamble with.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Dude, we should get you and XQC to box it out.
You mean XQC?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like 6'2", 150, soaking wet. I'm 190 pounds here.
I'm trying to build this beef, you know?
Yeah.
You guys been going at it a little bit? Yeah.
If I'm going to box someone,
Who's it gonna be? I think you just did.
You can't box women, dude. All right, she has to play her tennis game. All right, that's not right.
She's gonna ask me after listening to this.
Yeah, it's true. After she wins, yeah. Like after I took your money, I'm gonna fuck you up too.
Walk away with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Would you guys box?
I would, but I don't want to box like a fucking 22-year-old and get smoked.
How old are you?
23. So
yeah,
I have to box a 23-year-old.
24.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know. I was. Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, the Creator Clash was like one of the coolest things, like YouTube. I mean, boxing things for sure, but just like live YouTube events I've ever seen.
Yeah,
like he did an incredible job with it. I thought.
Yeah,
but it still is like really embarrassing when you lose. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just like even people that clearly didn't train and just did it for fun, like yeah. Graham Stephan, like, it's not fun watching him get the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, no, when it's one-sided, it doesn't look good. I mean, shout out to Michael Reaves, man. He did exactly what every time I watch one of the YouTuber boxing events, I'm like, dude, if one of these people just train a little bit of head movement, use some body shots and like mixed it up, they would do well. And he did that.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, but then he fucked up Graham. And then right after on like my homepage on YouTube, it's like the Sigma song. It's like, bom, bom, bom. And it's like Graham Stevens talking. He's like, yeah, I think I could just probably beat Michael up. And then it's just like a cut and it's like Michael going,
that's what I'm saying. I would not want that to happen.
You want that? Yeah. Matt Watson was in my chat yesterday on stream. He just types in, he donates $100. And he's like, hey, how's it going? And everyone's like, fucking Lamau.
See, that's what I mean.
How's the face? And I'm like, guys, you know, he's braver to get in the ring. And they're like, a fucking idiot to get in the ring.
No, see, that's what I mean, because he is brave.
Yes.
It's for charity.
Yes.
It's a good thing to do,
yeah.
Is to get in there. But still, when you lose, people clown you.
Yeah, yeah. It does not look good.
It doesn't look good.
No. Unless you... no.
Unless you what?
I was going to say... Ian's got a lot of respect from people because he ate that shit. Ate those shots.
No, okay, yeah, yeah. If you make it to the end, like if you like,
people still talk shit though.
Yeah,
like I was reading the comments on his new video and they're like, you still got your ass beat,
dude. It's for fucking charity.
You got
washed,
homie. Yeah.
Also, everybody's immediately an expert. They're like, yeah, your feet just weren't set right. You were too straightforward. You're too boxed in.
Yeah,
they never boxed in their life.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing that. I was watching. I was like. Ian, yikes. Yeah. Just, I wouldn't be fighting Mike like that.
Yeah.
I would be doing it much better.
It was good. They did raise a lot.
They did, yeah. It was like a million bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably how much they'll have to spend to get like Matt Watson his recovery.
Yeah.
For then, Alzheimer's that he will definitely
get. Yeah, what a fucking loser.
Yeah.
10 years, the Alzheimer's is coming, Matt. You're fucked.
Damn, bro. Yeah, Super Mega is just going to be like that name.
Yeah.
They're just going to get it fucking... It's always going to be some shitty boxing pun at the end of that now.
Or maybe they just come back. This is like the buildup.
Yeah.
They go to Creator Clash 2, and Matt Watson's just...
Yeah.
And he just takes on like some small, someone, you know?
No, he
Graham
takes...
Graham Stephan.
Yeah.
No, Matt Watson...
Well, that wasn't supposed to be mean. I just...
Yeah, no, just someone small and shit, right? Yeah. Someone like real bad. Like
The thought of Matt Watson putting on like 70 pounds and then walking in and it's Graham Stephan on the other side and he's just like, well, you know, it's for charity. And then, then Matt walks up and just fucking like lasers him.
Like he just did to me.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. No, now I'm picturing Matt Watson putting on like 50, 60 pounds, getting in like crazy shape. And you fight someone that's like even, and he like murders that guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then he's just looking at the camera, like, oh, that's the fucked up face now. Everyone's like, okay, okay.
Well, that was one of the coolest things about that event is, well, first of all, it was like the first time I haven't felt like shit watching like a pay-per-view thing that was run by a YouTuber.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like every single one in the past has been like, why did I just buy that?
Yeah.
All this money is just going straight into the shithead's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be watching this, but I have to.
Yeah.
And this was the first one where I was like, fuck, this is for a good cause. I can't wait for this to happen again. Like this should just happen every single year, right?
Yeah.
It also taught you 20 ways to say the N-word. Did you see the chat?
What?
You didn't see the chat?
No. VR chat is another level.
Oh, yeah.
Of racism?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
Have you gone in?
Yeah.
To the virtual world?
Yeah, recently.
For, like, fun?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, for the biggest streamer in the world, he's like, oh.
Did you like, was it Weenie Hut Jr. or did you get deep in the shit?
What's Weenie Hut Jr.?
Did you just walk through VR chat and meet random people and go, oh, hi, and they'd be like, oh, Mushimu, gozaimasu? Or did you get really into it and go to, like, the strip clubs at 2 a.m. where they beat off? Do you not know about this?
No. What?
Okay,
what?
So you were in the Weenie Hut Jr. section.
Yeah.
He didn't see the...
Yeah, I'm not...
Yeah, you're not like me and him.
Brave like you guys. Jesus,
that's really what's going on here. We're just trying to suss you out because we'll be in there at 2 a.m. Just
yeah, you guys with this thing in your hand.
This is you, bitch.
Yeah,
sussing you out
with this thing in your hand. Oh, I get it. Among Us.
Yeah,
it's a game.
It's a game. So.
Yeah. During the pandemic, a lot of people played it.
Yeah.
There's a second version out now.
I was in the Weenie Hut section of that. No.
I was like, wait, I missed this. Do you know what a mute is?
Like someone who can't talk?
No.
Well, no, but in VR chat.
A mute?
Yeah.
No. It's the weirdest. That's the weirdest concept.
Yes.
What is it?
So basically, it's like you never, your parents loved you, so you never played an MMORPG. How?
Yeah, it's the Canadian way.
Yeah.
You're loved, you go to school, you get
the
grades.
Yeah, you never were like falling in love with like a B character in Final Fantasy. So, all right, so in like in World of Warcraft, you could get like what's called like a pet.
Okay.
It's like a little thing that follows you around. It doesn't really do anything.
Okay.
But there's that version in VR chat where someone will, they don't speak, but they will present themselves as, you know, isn't it typically like a really hot, like anime girl?
I would say really young.
See. That was a test for you. That was a test for you. Okay, so we found out that love is not a pedophile. Good job, dude. Passed the test.
And so what, they just follow you around?
Yeah.
Or they pick someone random in VR chat and they like just...
You get one. And then it's like...
What do you mean you get one?
Exactly how it sounds.
You get a mute like you would get a pet in World of Warcraft and they follow you around.
A human?
Yeah.
A real human controls it, but they never speak ever. They just only emote. And it's
be a 42-year-old man playing as a 14-year-old girl in VR chat is just going like,
why?
Yeah, because it's a status symbol to have a mute, and if you don't have one, it's kind of lame.
Damn, I'm gonna stick to the Weenie Hut Junior section.
Humans can't resist, dude. Once they get past a little bit of money, it's just straight to the little kid thing. They just cannot get away from it.
It is quick. The rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I would just go to the fucking big screen. You play that? You ever been there?
The big screen?
And it's called big screen.
He just went to a movie theater for the first time. So.
No, it's in VR. It's in like Meta. It's like on Oculus. You go into like a theater with your friend and you can like put up a movie. You know, like
you feels like you're in the just watched a movie in VR.
Yeah, we watched like Jackass together. It was fun.
So what's crazy is that's based on like a real life experience where you can like buy tickets and sit in seats and get popcorn and pizza.
No, I won't. We'll not do that shit.
You're living the Zucks version of VR chat. This is what the Zuck wants.
Where is the real VR?
So it's like you hang out and like you get like Starbucks, but you all buy it yourself. You DoorDash it to your house. You show up in VR chat and you're all sipping it together online, and it's like the same experience.
No, you are the DoorDash driver.
Yeah, you DoorDash it to yourself.
VR chat I know is like 15 grown men like pre-gaming in like a laser gun range, and then they're like, "Yeah, my fucking bitch wife isn't home. Let's go to the strip club," and then. Then they go to the 2 a.m. strip club and just be degenerate.
Huh. Yeah.
Let me bring you there.
Where is it just like an app on a PC? Or what environment does it live in? Like, how do you launch VR chat?
You put on your VR headset.
Right.
Or you can go on browser, desktop, and then you go to the VR chat game. It's called VR chat.
Okay. Got it.
And then you just go in there.
Got it.
Get an avatar.
That could be a fun video, actually.
Yeah. No, we've been talking about it for a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I got my Valve Index. I could...
Yeah,
I got one of those too.
Slut out in there.
We'll get you guys in there. Get you a couple mutes.
I don't want that.
I'm all the way good on
They're
that.
They're gonna know.
No, dude, it's a status symbol.
they're gonna know. You're not gonna get into the strip club.
Yo, where are your vax cards and your mutes?
It's when you go to a club here. They're like, hey, did you bring any girls?
Did you bring any 14-year-old girls?
There are 30-year-old guys behind them, so that's what makes it okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's fucked up because I've only ever seen the mutes on like a 720p like stream, or it'll be like Jake and Bake Shout out Jake. He'll be like, you know, it seems like sort of wholesome. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird that it's like a, I don't know, it's a girl dancing around. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand the lore that it's a teenager.
Yeah, but the human behind it's usually like an adult.
Yeah.
And then when
that makes it okay.
Yeah, because when they reveal their voice, they get excommunicated.
Oh, what do you really? Mean? They get like kicked off?
Yeah, if you break mute, because then it's weird, you know?
You just sitting there like, damn, you look bad as fuck.
Thanks.
Thanks, my G.
Oh, what?
Been jerking off for 8 months.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. My bad. Dude, shut up.
Yeah, I like those shorts. Yeah, you like that shit? Whoa. Yo, what the fuck? I was like in love. Sorry.
Can we still hang out?
Yeah. Damn.
God damn, that's funny.
Yeah.
So what you been up to?
He's like, yeah, so I just got my mute yesterday.
You got a cat?
I did get a kitten. Yeah.
How was it?
I didn't want it.
Yeah, I don't want, Kelsey wants to get one. I don't want to get it.
Yeah.
But is it, do you regret it?
No, I know.
You like it?
1 million views in 48 hours.
Dude,
she's doing
horrible.
Great. Daddy's little girl.
I love this fucking cat.
I love this fucking cat.
Is that what you tell her as you pet? As long as you keep performing, you can stay here.
You can have a home.
10, sweetie. You're not going to go so hungry tonight, are we? Yeah. How about we do a little better?
Yeah. Damn. Just so the cat's been doing 7 out of 10 consistently.
This is the cat right here?
Yeah.
She runs into the bowl. Look
at it.
Ugh. Ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, that cat is horrendous.
But it, like some good features.
This did 1 million views?
Yeah, it did. But like she's got...
Because people were horrified by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's
wrong with that disfigured cat?
She just fucked up ears. A birth defect. Just like your dad. And his pectus excavatum.
Yeah, damn.
They made fun of me before the podcast for 20 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Me.
We were like, oh, nice birth defect, yeah. Idiot.
Missed that card in the Creator Clash, dumbass. Michael did a number on you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you should join Creator Clash so I can get punched in deeper.
That's where I'm going to aim when we fight.
Yeah.
Right just, there.
Get my heart.
Looks like he's going only body shots for some reason.
Only sternum shots. Ludwig's shoulders just like fold like two doors and he just... Oh, whoa, whoa. Cody just killed Ludwig.
And he's still cheering.
Yeah,
he's
that's like, for the podcast, bitch.
You just put one of these on his dead body. You just got you. Yeah, no, yeah, give it a.
Nailed it.
No, give it a thick, like, give it a good.
I just hate how big you're making the hole before you hit
it. No, you have to.
You're like squeezing it, yeah, so it's real bulbous.
Yeah. There you go.
You ever notice there's like a tight ring?
Yes.
Are you guys cut or uncut?
Uncut.
Uncut?
Yeah.
So you know it feels like that.
But no. But,
uncut?
But I'm...
This is you finding out?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We did a year of touring.
I never saw your dick, dude.
Bro, my bit on stage was about how I got it removed when I'm 13. When
yeah,
I, when
so
I was
then you're
13.
Cut.
Yeah.
So
oh, did I say uncut?
You say you're uncut?
Oh, I blanked out. Sorry. I was going to say I came from the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
You joined late.
I did.
What? Do you regret it?
Yeah.
I'm uncut. It's the dream.
Yeah, nature's fleshlight, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it the dream?
Feels way better.
Feels way better.
What feels better?
It's nature's fleshlight.
Like you're just walking around all the time and it feels good?
You're inside yourself. It's awesome.
Just like this all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be uncut and feasibly go without a woman's touch for the rest of your life. Yeah. And you could make it. I'm not saying it's good, but you could make it.
Cool breezes,
oh,
peanut
awesome.
Butter, grapefruit, everything.
Yeah.
That's my equivalent to you.
Yeah.
Having normal marital sex.
Yeah.
It's the dream.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why when everyone in junior high was like, you know, figuring out sexuality, I was like, nah, man, I'm good. No, I'm wrapped up right here.
What's up?
Yeah.
No, I'm good over here.
I'm chilling, man.
We're good.
So then why did you get it removed? And I know, again, we did this on stage
for
like 2 years.
Nah, shit was...
So I know the story.
I don't.
It was like a medical requirement.
Really?
Yeah.
You had a fucked up...
No,
just
no.
Just getting a caught in his fly a lot.
It was just,
I just couldn't figure it out.
Like,
Instead of
saying wear boxers.
It was like an elephant nose, like, and he would always hang out, and he'd have to like coil it up to put it back in.
Yeah.
The doctor's like, yeah, you got to cut it.
My doctor looked at my dick and went, yeah, that's getting pretty long.
It was growing.
It's like a nail. It's the first person to ever keep growing.
Yeah. I was
just cartilage.
Yeah.
I was pissed because I took it as a compliment at first. I was like, thanks, bro. He's like, no, it's the... Now you're behind on the other part, but it's that skin.
Now the meat, the actual meat, if anything, that's shrinking.
Yeah.
Getting hard would look like a clown making an elephant balloon animal.
Oh, bro, it just looks like a narwhal.
Oh, man. It inflates.
Way too accurate.
A narwhal?
Yeah, narwhal.
It's just hard-ass nail at the tip of the dick. She's like, how are you going to pull that down? I can't.
Is that a Prince Albert? Nope.
Nope. That's just there.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, dude. Yeah, so. Anyways, where are we going? Cut, uncut?
Yeah. What was the intro? How am I doing?
the good. Cat. Wasn't
yeah,
the
kitten's
cat?
Good. Yeah,
okay,
kitten's
good.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it, but she's cute.
Yeah. And it's kind of like foreskin. You don't want it, but it's cute.
Yeah.
Once you
that's
get
a
it.
Good, that'd be a good name. Aren't you like looking for a name for the
I
cat?
I am. Yeah.
Call it Foreskin.
You have Foreskin?
Yeah.
I'll pitch it. I pitched three so far to my girlfriend. It was Coots.
Yeah.
Named after my Valorant tag, mm-hmm. Air Coots. Cracker.
Yeah.
The racist term. And then last one was Marbles.
Nice.
And I'm leaning Coots, but that stands for cooter, which is vagina, so my girlfriend doesn't love it.
Mm.
So we'll see.
I like Marbles. That's kind of cliche a little bit.
Yeah.
But I watched your video on it, and I was like, I like that it's named after the actual thing in the game.
Yes. Like the marbles, like it has a meaning.
Yeah, like you played this whole thing of marbles, and at the end of it, you're like, fuck this.
I also think it's just
game.
People in chat being like, marbles on screen, hey, marbles, marbles.
Yeah.
Because they just saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I could have been playing like Fall Guys 2022, and they would have been like, Fall Guys 2022, Knockout Adventure.
Yeah, dude, your chat is so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yo, yes. You're saying it like you're right.
Just,
yeah, dude, it's so sick how you have the dumbest chat on YouTube.com.
Uh-huh. It's up there. Top 10 out of the 10 people who stream on YouTube.com. Yeah.
What's that like, man?
Streaming on YouTube.com?
Yeah, just dunking on everybody.
It's great.
Do you like streaming on YouTube?
No. The money's so good, though. No, I like it. Yeah, it's nice. It took a while.
It's
I think.
You, Doc. Who else?
Sykuno switched over.
He did? When?
Like this month, 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Valky Ray, Tim the Tap Man.
Yeah, I knew about Tim.
there's dozens of us.
Is Twitch over?
yeah, because they only have like 50,000 people stream there. We got 12, so
yeah. Yeah,
like,
I think
if you look at the numbers, this is the way the graphs are going.
Yeah.
All right, 48 more thousand.
Yeah.
Now,
Twitch is definitely done, because it's like, you know, YouTube has like him. Ryan's toys.
Yeah, right.
Reviews are fun.
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah.
We don't. Stream though, sure. Okay. Like yeah. Why would we? Why the fuck would we?
That's so weird.
So weird.
Keep the door open though. Never know.
Yeah.
Steven Crowder.
Dude, wait. So I have to bring up Mogul Money because after we did that, I got so many people—not so many, but a decent amount of people—calling me stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the stupid chatters doing that. So that's like double burn.
Yeah. It's like I'm getting called stupid by stupid people. No, but I felt like the Kazakhstan thing, I'll never live that down, dude. That shit.
What would you do again?
Yeah. I don't.
It was like the question to answer to save it all. And I was going to say Kazakhstan. And you literally just, you hit me by like a millisecond.
So I was faster.
You were.
Oh, so I just like won the game, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was your Duke degree at work right there. That's what all 4 years were for that moment
yeah.
right there.
All the geography classes I took at Duke, yeah.
Did you get paid out for that?
No. No, I didn't. I actually wanted to ask you that. Oh. I was like, was it a joke that I was supposed to win money? Because
no,
I never got paid.
No, you know what?
Yo, cash at me right now, bitch.
I got. This is like.
God damn.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's like $13, I think. There's a five in there.
He actually
$11.
You don't realize
Duke
this
degree counts.
Yeah, like, yeah. Come
on. It's got to be down to the penny.
You don't realize this. That's the money he took out of your pockets after he knocked you out.
Do you want a redemption round?
No, because I'm probably gonna lose.
I don't think this was in your show. I got one question. Ready? Mm. Which two countries share the longest land border?
Yeah. Countries?
Yeah.
Russia, India? I don't know.
They don't connect.
I said, I told you I got it wrong.
That's correct.
Let's go.
Duke to
actually?
Greek.
Yeah.
It's all those jokes.
You would think it's Russia, China, but Alaska is so big and shares a border with Canada.
Exactly my thought process.
I mean, you got it right.
Yeah. It wasn't just a random guess.
I would never fight you ever.
An informed decision.
Because if I lost you, it'd be the end.
Yeah.
Because you're me, but you have like fucking nicer hair. You're smarter. You got a wife. You got right, like more
down.
Money. You're so fucking hot. The corduroys look so nice on you.
Corduroys?
You know what pants are called too? Pug. God, he just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
If I lost you in the ring too?
Let's do it. Let's fight. So,
I'd love to see you guys fight.
I think you are sexier than me, so we should fight.
Dude, what if we fuck in the ring? It's a suck and fuck off. First to come loses. I don't want to train. That's my thing.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Training boxing does suck ass.
Did you stop training boxing?
Yeah, I haven't trained in a minute, but I want to get back to it.
Boxing?
Yeah. I think I might switch to kickboxing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What's the difference?
Is it like
legs.
A different body part you use for kickboxing?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah. Yeah. One uses a skateboard. The other one is on your feet.
You have to kickflip after every hit.
Yeah. Yeah. You.
Or do you wear gloves on your feet?
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
It's a handstand.
Yeah.
I would want to do slap boxing.
Yeah. Then there's no training for that.
You just show up.
We can go right now.
Do it. Fucking do it.
Shit. I'm scared.
You're not supposed to move. You know that.
No. Slap boxing is just you take
you
turns.
You stand still.
What? You take turns slapping each other.
No, slap boxing I know is...
No. You stand still, and then you take a slap, and then the other person goes...
Oh, like Russian style.
Yeah. Like the shit Moist Critical watches. You want to slap me?
Not really.
I'll give you one.
Yeah, one for one.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't want...
Okay. Should I
I'm fucking I'm scared. 80%.
80? What about 60?
I'm just give it a 50. It's like a 50.
Dude, I'm like gonna reflex.
No, don't. This is crazy. I'm not comfortable with this.
Just don't do it too hard.
No, I'm not. This is weird. I can't do it.
Shoot
his ass, bro.
Hit him! Oh!
Okay. Turn around.
Okay.
Turn around, I'll button your pants. Okay, my turn.
Fuck. You a little more gas. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Don't go crazy.
Sadistic.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Now kick me in the nuts.
This episode has been crazy. People are going to be like, dude, what? That's going to make such good clickbait, though.
It's been pretty normal, I think.
Yeah, I stole this when I was a kid because I just saw it. It was like it came with like a backpack. They just had it. It was like a kid's backpack, and they're like, "Get one!"
Oh, dude, why does that? Funny. Why does like, that sound so familiar? Didn't they make like little ones?
Yeah. They made really tiny ones that were just for fingers that you just put your fingy in, and then but like a kid finger because these are huge.
Yeah,
I'm picturing it's really like slippery. Like that's the point, right? Is you can't really. Yeah. So I'm picturing you like grabbing it. And trying to run out, but like,
it's just flying up.
Yeah.
You have anything that you stole?
No, nothing.
No.
Doing cartwheels out the fucking front door. They're like, he got into the thing again.
This, what are they called again? Slippery snakes or something?
Water snakes.
Water snakes. That's the technical name.
Couldn't that be the redemption round? What is this bullshit called?
Yeah.
Water snakes.
Yeah.
Pull up little fuck childhood toys.
I really said Russia, India.
Yeah. Dude, that is tough.
Yeah.
They don't connect by a lot.
Yeah, I know.
By three countries.
Yeah. Nah, you know, I'm not shy. I'm not shying away from it. L geography.
Yeah.
I just got L geography takes.
Well, to be fair, he played GeoGuessr for a while.
That's true.
That's how I met you.
Yeah.
When you try to fucking snake my man.
Ooh. Stole your idea.
Yeah.
Stole your dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Geo Wizard. Did you ever play with him?
Yeah, I did.
Was it fun? Was
yeah,
he nice?
It was awesome. Dude, he said he liked me better than he liked you.
Mm-hmm.
See, he does.
That was off the video. He was like, no, real talk though. Like Ludwig.
Oh, off cam.
Kind of a dick. He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like you. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he would be like, it's a bit oriental. You ever hear him when he does that?
No.
Nah. He says that and he's like, not sure if I should say that.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
But he does it like every like five videos because there'll be like some.
Such a English word.
Yeah. He's like the like most British man.
He's fucking really nice. By the way, he didn't talk shit about you. That was a joke.
I would assume.
I don't think he's capable of talking shit. He's the nicest dude ever.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he really is.
I love his straight line videos. You ever seen them?
No.
He just like goes to a country. This is Geo Wizard, by the way, for people at home.
Yeah.
And he will walk across all of Scotland or Wales in a straight line. And he has like this GPS thing that tracks. And if he goes like too far, like 10 feet right, 11 feet, whatever it is, it'll like, and he's like, okay, got to go back in.
And he does this in VR chat or?
No, he does this in the, so he has this mute next to him, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Hobbit. And they're like his.
God damn it, dude. He has this mute next to him and it cuts to him in IRL. And it's a 14-year-old girl. You're like, no, it's a grown man.
Yeah.
Playing. All right.
Playing it. No, but he does it. He walks and he goes like through like farms and rivers and houses because he doesn't want to break the line.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How long does it take him?
Whoa.
Like he usually goes for the narrowest part. So he's done like Norway, Wales, and Scotland, which are pretty small countries. So maybe like a week, 10 days.
That's such a cool idea.
Does he camp along the way?
Yeah. Yeah. He sleeps out.
That's sick, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my favorite genre of YouTube video right now. People in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shout out a couple. Who are you thinking of?
It's always like, I'm such a boomer. I use YouTube on my Apple TV. Yeah. So
it's the most growing market, by the way.
Yeah.
Apple TV?
YouTube on TVs.
Really?
YouTube on TVs is the largest growing market for YouTube viewing.
I don't, primitive technology, I can't tell you who I watch because it's just like, the TV algorithm is pretty great.
Yeah.
It serves like totally brand new people and it'll be like fucking 800 views.
Hmm.
So it'd be just like some random dad who's like, yeah, the wife said I could sneak out this weekend, so I'm trying the tundra out here for the next 72 hours, so hopefully I don't freeze to death. And then they're just, you know,
mm-hmm.
burning down parts of the snow to sleep and eating raw steak.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, it is.
I do like random corners of YouTube you'd never think about.
Yeah.
Like lawn mowing YouTube is someone I got into for a while.
Get out.
Oh,
here.
That's yeah, sick. Yeah. That's like car washing YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't talk shit about car.
I'm not. I'm just saying, okay. It's that sort of like appeases that part of your brain.
Yeah. There's like an Australian guy. Be like, all right, today I'm going to take the lawn down a half an inch. Got my wedge here. It's a golf club. Just swags it.
Yeah.
That's like, it. That's his content.
It's like that kid on YouTube who like makes the scythes.
Oh,
or
yeah.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
Like he makes them out of wood and whatever. Damn. You know what's wild? Harbor Freight just released a go-kart engine and it's fast as fuck.
Is that a lawnmower company?
No, Harbor Freight is like it's like a Home Depot.
Oh.
It's a Harbor Freight Ghost engine. And you can put it in, I think you can use it for a lawnmower. You can put it in a small mini bike. It's crazy. Anyway, what's your favorite lawnmower, dude? Oh, you fuck with lawnmower YouTube? Yeah. Name five of their best lawnmowers.
John Deere's Pog Champ. there's the red one at Home Depot. You know what I got into is riding a Vespa.
Yeah?
It's my main mode of transportation.
Is that how you got here?
No, space?
Yeah, exactly.
You think
he used the portal, dog?
Well, he could have did like the Jetsons thing where he just, you know, on the freeway lifts up and just
like E.T.
Yeah.
And I'm flying up.
Yeah, they were on a Vespa, right?
And then as he did that, some fucking dude in a truck's like, I told you Vespas are gay. Look at that. Dude's going to the moon.
The 101 or the 405 so jammed up when you're trying to fly up.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. Not enough
Do you
runway.
Take that thing on the highway?
No, it could, but
could
I don't. It goes like 55, 60. So like if I'm going right lane, I could, but it'd be terrifying.
And you feel cool when you're on it?
That's not how I'd phrase it.
Neither.
I love
physically
it.
Cool. You know, the wind hitting you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like it's actually, I put the wind through my hair.
Mm.
I put in my headphones. I'm listening to like a Studio Ghibli soundtrack. It's like sunset. I'm riding through the town.
His parents loved him, so he doesn't know what anime is.
Yeah, you don't.
Studio Ghibli?
Yeah, just.
Have you seen Spirited Away?
No. Come on, man.
The fuck do you do?
Come on, man. My parents loved me, yeah. Dude.
I don't know. I was eating dinner with my parents.
At night, do you FaceTime your parents instead of watching TV?
Yes.
Actually?
It's like
should I watch this?
It's the greatest animated movie of all time.
Okay.
My mom would talk to me, dude. I don't have to watch cartoons.
It won the Academy Award.
How long ago was this?
2001.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know.
What's the one with the, you said Coco or something like that? What's the one with the giant, like?
The Iron Giant.
James and the Giant Peach?
Toto. Is that what it is?
Totoro?
Can you, Totoro, yeah.
Totoro.
Yeah. I've seen that one.
You've seen Totoro?
Yeah.
That one's way worse. My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a slice of, it's like a random, like month of these kids' lives. And their mom's sick in the hospital, but then she's like healthy at the end. It's like, fuck, just,
yeah, what's
it's a
point?
Nothing burger of a story.
Yeah. And that big, like the fat thing, like freaks me out.
The Totoro.
That thing, Totoro, yeah.
He's nice.
He like gave me nightmares. He
freaked
me the fuck out.
Why the fuck did you
out.
See this and not Spirited Away?
I don't know. They played it for me in school or something.
Who's they?
Like my teacher.
Your teacher just sat you down. She's like, Cody, you're skipping recess today. Yeah. Sit down, buddy.
We need to educate you
His
on anime.
His name is Totoro.
Yeah, that thing freaked me out.
He's great.
Cody goes home to his mom. She's like, how was school? He's like, there's like a fat bunny thing and it just freaked the shit out of me.
He like
and then in
the
class
wind.
He was like, my mom loves me. She'd never show me this. What the fuck is wrong with you? Damn, bro.
You've seen this. You're cultured.
No.
So I should watch. We should watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I'm talking shit, but the only, it's not even anime because I don't know. Does Toonami, when Toonami shows anime, does it really count?
Yeah, it counts.
Is it, you know, Dragon Ball Z? What's the other one where, no, not Voltron.
Boku no Pico?
No, I mean, there's Gundam Wing. I'm surprised I even watched Gundam Wing as a kid because when I think about it now, that was like such a, it was like so much talking.
Yeah.
Hardly any robot action.
Because they couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So they just do the talking instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that all counts, though.
It's no, really. What was the one where it's kind of like Voltron? They had like
Transformers.
No. It was similar to that, but they had like tiger-based machines that would like fight each other.
Lion King?
No.
He-Man?
No. Is it like a...
Busty Milfs 5?
I remember they had like a liger. It was like it was on the brink of anime because it had 3D in it. God damn it.
Graham Stevens. on YouTube.
Michael Reeves. Michael Reeves hacks Boston Dynamics dog. Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah. Who pees?
Damn it. I'm gonna look this up. You guys talk about Foreskin for a second.
So you're doing Mogul Money Live.
Yes.
In July?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're doing Mogul Money Live.
Am I?
You
just didn't ask me again.
I did.
You asked me and I was like, yeah, I'll check my calendar, and then you never followed up.
Did I never follow up?
And I was like, I can't really count on you for anything because I didn't get paid for the last one. So how do I know? That's okay.
Read and weep.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah, I would.
So it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
And I'm invited.
It's July 2nd. You're not. Well, so here's the thing. The format.
Take a geography class, I think.
Is all the champions. And it's finding the champion of all the champions.
I see.
Maybe if I did like. How do I phrase this? Who of the people who didn't perform well, like the losers bracket, then...
It's fine, dude. Just call me up when Mogul Money has slap rounds.
Slap boxing?
Yeah. I'll be good. Zoids was the name of the anime.
Mm.
Yeah. See, that was one of the questions, too. You wouldn't have gotten
it. Yeah,
so.
I was just about to say, can you make sure there's no anime questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure there's all anime
It's just all
questions.
VR chat and anime questions.
Yeah. Mutes, VR chat, anime.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Who are the other winners? Oh, right there.
Yeah, Shalat, Connor, XQC, Sykuno.
XQC,
and more? And more?
Yeah, but it's like a...
Thanks, man.
I wouldn't call Cody more.
You didn't...
Yeah. Yeah.
And less. And shorter.
Yeah.
And more, shorter people.
And more of the same.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
And some other stuff.
Wait, who else is in the and more? Is it just me?
Yeah.
I'm the only name you didn't put on the fucking thing?
No, 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 no. It's also it's you and my roommate Nick.
Okay.
So
okay,
you share that.
Shout out Nick.
Dude, please update this and put my roommate Nick and more.
Damn.
Should
dude.
Be fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
To this thing you just found out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's a big payout for the winner.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
It's net 365. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Months, right?
Yeah.
Months?
Yeah, months.
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah.
Standard, by the way, in LA.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's an escrow and it's, uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
What's 365?
We have it in Luna. Yeah. So we're waiting for it to whoop, come yeah, back up
got
and
it,
then
got it, got
pay
it.
You all out.
Got it.
Damn. It would have been. You know, it would have been a million, but some things happened. Yeah, 25 cents.
Well, my big idea, I don't even know if I'll be able to do it. My big idea was I'd get a golden toilet and the winner would get that.
Ah,
oh,
yeah.
That's sick.
But I have to make it. Like, I just said that's that out a, loud that's at a meeting nah, with that's like, a great idea.
That's a shitty prize. Glad I didn't win. Glad I didn't win.
Cool prize.
Nah, it's pretty bad.
Do you own a bidet?
I don't, man, but I did try one for the first time, and I didn't realize they have a front sprayer as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Pussy. For your front pussy?
That yeah, that shit is a sex toy.
Really?
Yeah. That's crazy. After you take a dump, you could be getting hit from the front and back. You're just fucking getting gang.
It's just like lifting
there.
Up your balls.
Yeah.
Like, is it for women?
Yeah.
Right, but you can use it to spray your dick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You just point your dick hole, and then it just goes...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to clean your dick hole, right?
Yeah, it gets it real clean. It's like an enema.
Yeah.
For your dick hole.
Yeah, you're supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, it cleans your dick slit. Mm.
Girls wipe after they pee. As a guy, you're actually supposed to wipe your dick hole.
Yeah.
After you pee.
Do you?
You don't?
All the time, yeah.
No, you don't. I know that was the biggest lying phase I ever seen.
You never done that?
Wipe your dick
wipe
hole?
Wipe your dick?
Not yeah. Once.
No. Like the little pee after? If I'm in nice clothes, I'll give it a wipe.
Wipe with what?
Toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll never do
wiped,
that.
Never wipe my dick.
If I'm feeling really fancy, I'll just use my foreskin and tie it up like the end yeah. Of a blue knot.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you have the foreskin. you have the drip collection.
No leak, no mess.
So that's the benefit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have an oil pan basically. Yeah, yeah. Any residual pee just gets. If Ludwig squeezed his foreskin right now, yeah, it would just.
Yeah.
You've heard of pimple popping videos,
oh, stop,
right?
Stop, stop, stop.
Me Canyon's making a video stop. With this exact premise right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. With his voice. Hey! Look at my foreskin!
That looks like good juice.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, this is a women-friendly episode yeah. For sure, dude. Ladies,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Tiny Meat Gang's always been front-facing for women.
Hey, no.
No, we...
You...
It's like even...
Yeah.
50-50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down the middle.
Yeah. No, it actually skews a little more to the ladies.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to apologize first and foremost.
The ladies have the more fucked up sense of humor.
Yeah, anything. They're sick.
True.
Yeah.
Well, so our podcast is like 90-10.
Nice. 90-10.
Men
mutes?
To women.
Really?
90% mutes, yeah. 10%.
Yeah. 90 mutes, 10 talkers. They just like being heard, I guess, in a world where they can't speak. Yeah. It's 90-10, and I always thought it's because we get a bit crass, but
no,
maybe it's just because we're sexist, and yeah. I never considered that might turn
yeah,
people
yeah.
off.
That's a problem.
Is the rampant sexism.
Yeah.
How's your podcast? It's like killing on Patreon.
It is doing well. I don't know how.
Has it been fun?
Oh, yeah.
How long has it been on for now?
Close to a year, nine
nice.
Months.
Fuck yeah.
I like the set. It's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's no space, but backyard will do.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
No, I really like it.
How many dudes are on the podcast?
Four dudes.
Way too many.
It is too many dudes.
It's probably why only dudes listen to it.
Yeah. Because yeah. When you get three, it's like the middle ground. And yeah. Then the yeah. Fourth yeah. Tips it over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's all sports.
Yeah. Well, it helps when you have like a beta cuck pussy.
What's up?
Jesus, dude. What?
Who are you talking about? Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps when there's like a beta cuck pussy.
He's got two thumbs. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually so interesting, and it's 50-50. The only thing that I think has that close of a breakdown for me would be like TikTok, where it's like maybe 60-40.
and they haven't discovered that you're sexist yet?
No, because I try to hide it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I think of myself like the alt-right YouTube pipeline, but for sexism.
Right. Right. So it's like, good, okay. Dude. Yeah.
You wean him
yeah,
in.
Yeah, so, you know, Twitch, excuse me, YouTube. YouTube.com/Ludwig.
Yeah. And then I get them in there.
So wait, most of your YouTube audience is also male? Like,
yeah,
stream?
It's like 85-15.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think the stream might be slightly better, like 80-20, but still definitely male-rooted, which I think is also a problem with gaming as a whole.
Yeah.
Because I think you had loving parents and never played a video game growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, I played video games.
Did you?
Yeah. Call of Duty, Gears of War.
Okay.
I was just an Xbox nerd.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you weren't really playing games.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like...
Yeah. You ever play StarCraft?
No.
Yeah,
yes, I did, actually.
Really?
I did play StarCraft. Not like you.
Yeah, thank you. Did you play it online and get washed online by a Korean teenager?
When,
yeah.
When would you have? When you were developing a perfect hairline and going to Duke University and...
Thank you, man.
God.
Yeah.
Get compliments on this podcast very often.
Do you not?
No, so it's
fuck
nice.
No.
Doesn't deserve them.
Yeah. Yeah.
One once in a while is nice.
Nah, man. You're a grown ass man. You've had enough compliments.
Yeah.
How old are you?
24.
40.
31.
I would have guessed 35.
Fuck you.
That's the greatest. When you say it with a tone that you would have guessed under.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The shittier way to say that, too, is like, ah, damn. So I was over.
That old, huh?
How old are you?
26.
Fuck out of here.
I like saying it when I know you're both older.
No, I'm not. I'm 23, so I don't know what you're talking about.
If I'm in a room with like Mr. Beast and like a Minecrafter, then I'm like 26.
Yeah, got it.
On my way out.
Yo, actually, you know what? That's what I find Creator Clash. Yo, Dream. Pull up.
Dude.
Yeah.
You punch him and the mask shatters.
Yeah.
It's Graham Stevens the whole time.
Ready up, pussy.
Damn. You guys are going to turn Graham into a fucking menace, bro.
Yeah.
I believe next time he's going to come back just jacked as
he doesn't
fuck.
Care. He's rich.
I know. I got to give him credit. Do you have the clip of him like talking about his fight?
Dude, I didn't think he did that bad.
He did pretty bad.
Him listening to this, yeah, you didn't do that bad. Like, it was like, okay, it was like not terrible.
Yeah,
It wasn't. I mean, for a dude who talks about finance all day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he actually trained.
Yeah, but like on the same coin,
did he? I don't
nobody
know.
Thought, like, Michael Reeves is not the guy that you think is going to beat someone up. He's like 5'2" flat,
hey,
110 soaking wet.
Don't sleep on that Pacquiao power, man.
I mean, he did have the Pacquiao power, but you wouldn't have thought that from a guy who just make robot.
No, dude. Just make robot.
All he do is make a robot and
play
lie.
This.
One of the top comments was like, it takes a lot of guts to get in the ring with someone as crazy as Michael. And I don't know Michael that much on like a personal level like that, but it seems to be that the people have known him for a long time. Once he commits to doing something, he like pours himself into it. I gave it as much as I could given my workload. But for someone like Michael, I mean, he'll be as dedicated as he needs to.
Yeah, but, that's exactly what it seemed like.
Yeah.
It
seemed like he like went like, you know, 3-4 times a week would go to the gym.
No, Michael was...
Michael went hard.
He was training. I'm really curious to know, has he talked about what his regimen was? I figured he had to be training at least 5-6 days a week.
I think he did. He told me, because I saw him at the LCS finals.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I've been training about every day, and I'm sparring, and I'm, you know...
Yeah.
Like, it sucked at first, but like, no, I'm used to it.
No, I mean, his rhythm was super... That was sick. The way he would like... throw like his left hand out there. He would shoot jabs from low. Like it was nice.
Idea. You lose at the Creator Clash. Everyone's talking shit at you online. Mm-hmm. That sucks. You challenge him. You have them all come to a ring one by one. And you just beat the shit out of your viewers.
The people that
mean.
Yeah, because they're not trained. Yeah. They didn't because even if you went 6 months, 3 times a week, you're gonna beat someone who's never gone.
Yeah.
You get a ref and you just start fucking
beat
walloping.
The shit out of your fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
And then it's a pay-per-view event for your fans. More fans start talking shit. It's almost like a pyramid of sorts.
Yeah.
And you get so many infinite streams.
And then you can like bring people in, and then if they beat someone up, they get a little payout.
Amen.
And then if they bring someone else to get beat up.
Could ask like family and friends to make it quicker.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, everyone gets paid though. Everyone gets paid.
Because everyone signs up for the classes and pays money.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, who's a loser?
Yeah, there's no one. There's like a down line.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. I love it.
Yeah.
Can I bother you guys for a moment?
Yeah.
How can I suck down one of these liquid deaths?
Oh.
Suck it down, dude.
Should I just grab it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's three right there. You thirst?
Yeah.
You thirst?
We have some in the fridge.
I'm drinking. It's actually very cold. It's actually shot. Feel how cold this is.
Yeah, well, it's space, dude.
It was sitting out.
Yeah.
That feels like it was in a fridge.
Yeah, we just throw them out into the... They just orbit the ship.
It gets cold as shit up here, yeah. So...
Did you see his face? I don't know. We're, like, talking about Graham Stephan way too much, but did you see his face when Michael, like, connected for the first time?
Yeah.
His face was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, this is real.
Yeah.
And that felt way worse than I thought it was going to.
I wonder if Graham did any sparring.
You get hit in the face when you spar, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Let me qualify that. Sparring, like, you know, there's, like, levels of sparring. Let's figure out your 1-2. And then, like, all right, we're going to go 80% here.
I feel like you'd be a bad coach if you sent a guy in and you didn't at least give him one, you know, full on.
But because it's charity, I feel like there would be some degree of, like, oh, I have to shoot something later, so I don't want to go too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, oh, it's not that. Like, I feel like that could be manipulated a little bit, but I agree.
I did talk to Michael because I asked him because I was wondering. I was like, are you guys going to, like, maybe dial it back a bit? You know, you don't want to go too crazy. He's like, no, I'm going to, like, punch to kill. And I was like.
Yeah, he did.
That, dude. I will say, on the whole card, Mike was the only one I felt that really, like, the kill switch.
Yeah.
Everyone else, like, when they were touching up, they'd be like, all right, hey. Like, what's his name?
I did a thing. Yeah.
That was not fair.
Yeah, he swings once and he's like, okay, stop it. And he's like, just grab it. Stop the fight, bro.
That shit was crazy. Yeah, Michael was the only one who was like, you better call this shit because I'm going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was dope.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a sick thing to do at a charity.
It is. He came in there to box. It was cool.
No, it is. It makes it more entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to box, you might as well fucking box.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to do it. Let's fight.
All right, let's fight.
Okay. It's on.
All right, go.
Right.
And if you win, you can have that shit back.
Oh, if you win, I'll double it.
We got gloves, dude. Why don't you each put one on your less dominant hand? And we'll just do like a minute right here.
Of boxing?
Yeah.
I don't want to box right now, dude.
With one hand.
Yeah, just jabs.
Yeah.
No.
And you can only go like body shots.
Yeah, okay.
So
he
fucking punches in my sternum again.
Yeah.
Do you know my chest is like an inch from my heart? It's so close in proximity.
So you like literally couldn't.
I don't know medically if I'm allowed to. I'd have to do a test. They're pretty rigorous.
Yeah. Damn, that's actually scary. You should never box. I take it back.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
2023.
So he could die from a small blow. We should do that.
Let's do it. There'd be no greater glory, actually, than killing somebody in the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
You would get memed on so hard if you died.
Dude, people would definitely laugh at you if you got killed.
And it's like the gif of me just falling over.
Yeah.
He's schlump. He's not even trying.
L.
Died, Lamau.
L. L. Died, Lamau.
L.
Literally died.
L. Game of Thrones died better. L.
Aww.
Mid. Mid-death, TBH.
Hurt. Did you see VCon?
What is that?
You didn't know about it?
I actually have no idea
Gary
what this is.
V-Con. Gary V's NFT no, conference?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Yep. The first ever annual VCon took place in Minnesota.
What was the...
Or Minneapolis. I don't know.
He had like... Yeah, he had these two people, these two dudes that like parody him on TikTok come out and pretend to be him for a minute.
No, but wasn't this like the main draw behind all of his NFTs that he's selling?
What?
VCon.
Yes. Gets you access or something?
Yeah,
gets you
access.
It's like a
he's
badge.
Trying to prove that like NFTs can be
utility,
have real life utility, and so he like.
My bad. I was just trying to give context to the clip, but yes, VCon. This is.
It was all building up to this.
Yeah,
and so it's like everyone that's into NFTs, this became like the annual like biggest NFT conference. I think
We're
that's what he was trying to make it
down
do.
Since September.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah,
and then I was like, yeah, but we like the art.
Yeah.
You ever see the Mike tweet?
Which?
The guy from Logan's Impulsive.
Oh, what did he say?
Mike Majolaglik.
What did he say?
He tweeted out and he was like, damn, so we're all broke now? when the crypto crash happened, and then someone replied and they're like, how's your, you know, six figure Bored Ape now? And then he replied, he's like, I like the art.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's just the Damn. Monkey. It just looks like DK Damn. On the Mario Kart 64 loading screen.
Damn.
Just
You know, I saw some shit where it was like, I don't know if it's true, but someone said that Bored Ape tried to start a dating app and they canned it because it was just all dudes.
No way, really?
It's just all the crypto bros.
It for sure would be.
Well, that's how they all
I bought
found
it.
Out
yeah, here theater. It is right here. So we're all poor. How does that 700K ape feel now? I bought it because I like the artwork.
Hey, man.
The artwork. Hey, yeah.
Dodge taxes, whatever.
Yeah.
VCon went well. Hope it was a fun time.
It's just a funny concept to me. Just everyone in one thing. Like conferences or conventions like this, especially this kind, it's like Comic-Con or there's something like tangible that people are like attaching themselves to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Costumes that you can wear and shit like that. But this is just like, we're just here for pictures on the web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here because of, to celebrate JPEGs.
Yeah.
A technology that's been around for fucking 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be richer than everyone else with our JPEGs.
Yeah, it's just...
It's Web 3, guys.
For pictures. For
no, you guys wouldn't fucking get it, dude. Oh, a convention for pictures. Bro, listen to your fucking self. Listen to yourself, dude. Have you ever been to an art gallery?
They have that there. They have like just the, like the blown up Bored Apes on the walls.
Yeah. That's
like
a thing.
MoMA. They have it at VCon?
I'm sure they did, but there are like NFT galleries.
Oh, that's great.
That exist.
People pull out their phones. They're like, hey, no.
This is mine.
No pictures.
Enough. Stop it. Damn.
That's great. Have you heard of Crypto Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my dream. Trying to join up.
To go there?
Yeah. Why do you think I put everything into Luna? I'm trying to hop on.
Dude, I want to see all these like crazy moments from VCon, like a marriage proposal, dude.
Was there actually?
Let's get it.
No way.
Let's fuck.
That's a real thing that happened?
Oh, no.
Candace, we're bombing.
Dude, that is my wedding song. It's looking a bit, it's looking like an Angels game.
You're kind of grim, man. Oh, yeah, you just went to an Angels game. You're hacking on baseball, dude.
He's on it.
I couldn't think of a better place to reject a marriage proposal. In a half-filled stadium about NFTs? For an event about NFTs? You want to propose to me here?
The ring is just like a little screen and has the NFT on it.
Yeah. Instead of a diamond.
I got you something that appreciates.
Yeah.
Because diamonds, you know, they're unethical, but crypto kitties are forever.
What else do we got at the... At the VCon.
VCon these nuts?
Nice.
My name is Gary Vaynerchuk. Series 2.
Why did he invite us to do this shit?
Okay. I just want to say I have so much fucking gratitude, okay? I just gave him 17 garage sales.
Because he doesn't actually like us.
Man. Yeah, that's true.
You guys have talked to him, right?
Yeah.
He didn't like you guys?
Nah, man, I'm sure Gary is a billionaire. He likes everyone.
Is he billionaire?
He's about to be, yeah.
With a B?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, I think so.
Even after the crash?
I think so.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He invested in Twitter, right? And Facebook?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, it was like three of the main tech companies he used super early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Gary knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He came on for a bit. We had a strict guideline for that discussion.
Yeah. He was harsh?
No, it was just like, it was basically like, if you're going to do anything fun, don't even fucking think about it. We'll end this Zoom call before you can even get the joke off.
Yeah.
And then I'll sue your ass for everything you're worth.
Yeah. And then, you know, so then we kind of had like this like softball interaction with him. And then people were like, way to give a fucking scammer a platform, dude. We're like, he's kind of bigger than us. So I don't think we can.
I don't think you can really call him a scammer. Can you?
You don't get to a billion with a B if you don't scam a little along the way.
Man, there's no way.
But hey, what's wrong? Oh, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to get to the B number.
It never hurt anybody.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I've been there.
You know?
But this is real. Like, you know?
Yeah.
That's valuable.
I would never fucking go in my entire life, but
yeah, no, that's definitely that's valuable. That's
this
the word.
This is art.
Yeah.
Seeing a wedding proposal live at a half empty stadium at VCon.
Yeah.
This looked like my late St. Louis show on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
That's like one of the first shows I haven't done in a minute that wasn't like to the back of the room. It was actually kind of badass though. It was just like 100 people and I'm like, all right, I'm going to just say the worst shit in here.
Perfect crowd for St. Louis.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Would not say that.
They're chill. They have the pyramid, right?
The arch.
The thing?
No, honestly, I mean.
No, the fish pyramid.
Fish pyramid? Look that up.
The largest
fish pyramid.
Bass Pro Fishing Shop.
No way.
If I had known that, I would have gone.
Yeah.
It's like a Mecca.
That's sick.
It's like a pyramid. It looks like the Luxor.
You fish?
Not once.
Ah, I know. Me neither, but I kind of want to get into it.
What the
holy
fuck?
Shit.
It actually looks like the Luxor.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Damn.
Where were you when I needed you?
Could have brought you there.
At least told me about it. I would have been.
Do you buy guns there?
Absolutely.
You can.
Definitely. You can buy
it. It's also kind of funny. Right on the water, so like it's what you see when you come into the city.
Oh, come on, dude. I would have been in there.
Do you think Carrot Top performs there?
Yeah.
Every night.
For a price, dude.
Every night at the Bass Pro St. Louis.
That's why I didn't sell out that the Friday Late Show.
Because they were at...
They were at Carrot Top at the... Yeah. I have to say, though, best shows I've had so far. Shout out to St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think I've like dialed in the material a lot better, but also just, I don't know, people were with it. Nice. They were laughing. It was also fun because I got into some topics that made people uncomfortable, and I think that made it funny too. So it was a good time.
There's like a crowd in Denver who you said this was the best show to, who's crying right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you fucking mean St. Louis?
Yeah.
we were losing it for you.
I mean, it keeps Indianapolis and St. Louis have surprisingly, but I think that's because I got better. I think it's
not of them. It's you.
Yeah, it's a bias thing.
It's not them. Oh no, the audience sucks ass every time. Yeah. It's just me getting better.
Yeah. No.
If I had the option, I would beat the shit out of my fans.
Well, I mean, if I was Ludwig, that's what I'd be saying. You know, it's like performing for my dumbass fans all the time.
Would you ever do like stage something on the stage in front of an audience?
Yeah, so this thing called Mogul Money.
I know, but I'm saying
July.
Like
in front of a
live.
Is that
in like a stadium?
It's at YouTube Theater.
Oh yeah.
And
isn't that like, where is that? That's by the Forum,
SoFi,
right?
Dude.
It's in SoFi. It's like a part of SoFi. It's connected to it.
Okay.
And it's like a 6,500 person stadium.
Holy shit.
And I think 5K have sold so far.
No way.
Let's go,
dude. Pretty full.
That's sick.
It's my first one. I'm kind of nervous for it.
You honestly, it is, you're going to hear the crowd and it's going to freak you out. But at that size, you won't see more than like the first four front rows. Come see me in Hartford, Connecticut. We're halfway sold.
You're going to Hartford?
I'm going to Hartford, man.
Damn, that's...
the buttfuck city.
Yeah, it's close to where Sam's from.
Yeah.
Why is it the buttfuck?
Hartford? It's out
there. Oh, because it's far.
Yeah.
I'm from there.
No, you're not.
From New Hampshire. It's New England. It's close.
Yeah, I guess.
They're our brothers. The largest metropolitan area without a major sports team.
Hartford?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole...
All right, dude, we get it. You host Mogul Money. Fucking calm down, bro.
The TV and Twitch.tv stands for Tuvalu.
Okay.
Okay. I got more of those if you want.
Yeah, sure.
You just keep asking.
Yeah, that's so cool. You know things that only stupid people appreciate.
Okay. That's hurtful to me.
Oh, we got to, yeah.
He's giving the wrap up sign.
Yeah, because we got to do the bonus episode.
Wrap it the fuck up. This is boring.
All right,
I got
guys.
At least 5 more minutes if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, do the rest of your set.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of my jokes is how I'll always be the second most famous Ludwig.
Who's the first?
Beethoven. I go on that for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, right. Sick.
So Beethoven when he was young.
Are you sure? Are you sure you went to Duke? I just couldn't think of another famous Ludwig.
Yeah, that's fair.
For a second.
He's dead.
I can't think of any famous Ludwigs. Anyways, guys, see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
I'd like to apologize formally to all the women listening.
Yeah, no, it's hitting you. You're like, oh, damn it. It's not
that's
guys.
Why, yeah.
Oh, so that's why maybe they don't like my content.
Yeah, so ladies, you can see Ludwig live at the YouTube Theater.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there too. Yeah. I'll be the more there. So
yeah, more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't
no, it's going to be great. It's on July 2nd. Slat's going to be there, XQC, and more.
Yeah.
And
you
more.
And you could come see me in Hartford, Connecticut. My name is actually on the marquee and the flyer, and it features my face.
It just says stand up at Hartford with and more.
Yeah, with and
you
more.
Have yeah. No human name on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well,
thanks for watching.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, hey, dude, thanks for coming on.
Hell yeah, man.
This we appreciate
awesome.
It.
All right.
It was fun, I guess.
It's good.
I like that we slapped each other. I feel like we're closer.
We are.
You know what I mean? We're brothers now. We're bonded.
And you punched me in the face, so.
Yeah, but nah, you didn't.
You... And you mounted me. You like full on mounted me. I feel like.
No, he just owned
means
you.
Means more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he did.
You guys should fight.
Tune into the bonus where I'll mount Cody again. Slap him around to get closer.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Goodbye.